only single national organisation representing fishermen or fish producers coming together. That's the scale of the crisis. They're literally saying that we cannot go to sea. We cannot catch fish. They've been raising this for months and months now. The level that they need to make a profit is less than 60 cents, you know, a litre, and they're paying 1.30 plus. You know, they're just in serious trouble here. And the government has sat in their hands while in France and Spain they're helping the fishermen. Here in Ireland, there's nothing happening.
We know that Minister McConnellogue has met with fishers' representatives in the past number of days. I'm sure they've impressed on him directly the seriousness of the situation they find themselves in. Are you in any way hopeful that if Charlie McConnellogue isn't necessarily listening to you, he will be listening to them?
Well, as I say, if he doesn't understand the significance of every single national fishing organisation with that statement, unprecedented, such as the scale of this crisis, that literally every fisherman, whether they're fishing for crabs inshore or heading out of killybags out deep into the sea, you know, they just can't do it with the prices that are there. They can't make that living. And of course, then that has a food supply crisis. So they can't sit in their hands any longer. There is money in the European Commission that's been released. I think there's another lump of money there in recent days announced. They can dip into that and help our fishermen, as has happened in other European countries.